Israeli Knesset resumes session after taking shelter during Hamas rocket fire. By Joel B. Polak on October 16, 2023. The Israeli Knesset, Parliament, reconvened Monday afternoon after being interrupted by a barrage of rockets fired by Hamas toward Jerusalem. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Isaac Herzog, and other legislators were present at the time. Herzog opened the proceedings, the first sitting of the Knesset since the emergency national unity government formed last week, by praising Israelis, both Jewish and Arab, for their unity in the face of the October 7 terror attack by the Palestinian Hamas group, which killed over 1,400 Israelis. Referring to the political divisions that had racked Israeli society earlier this year, Herzog said, "It is forbidden for us to leave this war the same way we entered it." He added that Israel would overcome its present challenges. "This will become our finest hour, we can triumph over every hell, and transform it into heaven." He also thanked the United States for its support. After the U.S. sent munitions, as well as two aircraft carriers to deter Iran from escalating the conflict. Netanyahu, via the Times of Israel, warned Iran not to test Israel's will, and promised his countrymen, who are shocked and angry about the fact that terrorists were able to infiltrate Israel, that there would be a full investigation of what had happened. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.